children devour words and pictures in the newly opened library at a school in Padang in western Sumatra. Books are a luxury here, and fifth grade student Fiolisa Angraini is pleased to see so many.
What I like most from this new library is the books, good books. They really can improve my knowledge.
This is one of dozens of libraries that the charity has built in Indonesia since 2009, in Padang, Sidoarjo, and on the island of Bali. The organization's founder, business professor James Owens, says children in Indonesia, as in other developing countries, have plenty of talent but few resources.
They go to school and they learn and they're very smart. They don't have access to books, history and fables and stories and science that can really spark their imagination and let them dream.
Libraries here cost between $5,000 and $10,000. At the University of Southern California, where Owens teaches, students held a 5-kilometer run in March and raised $8,000 for the latest library. Stephanie Wetzel belongs to the group of student supporters.
We take reading so for granted here, and I think that people really want the opportunity to be able to give reading literacy to other children who don't have that.
In Padang, teacher and headmaster Anril Lasmana says the library has made a difference in the children's lives.
Semangat anak-anak kami, minat anak-anak kami meningkat.
The enthusiasm, interest, and motivation of our students in learning increased.
Kemudian dari sisi
the library building has been renewed, and now it's in good and clean condition, so it motivates our students to study.
Two mobile libraries extend the reach of the program to many other schools. Student Lisa Andriani Putri thinks the new library will help develop her mind and character.
I'm very happy with this new library. It makes me want to keep studying so I can be a good person in the future.
The World Is Just a Book Away has built 49 libraries for Indonesian children and 26 libraries for their parents. The organization will launch a program in Mexico this year. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.